Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, they don't want you to worry and be home alone. They have a team to move you to Caravita Village at their cost. Just do not be alone. Call today to discuss your options. Go to CaravitaVillage.com. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our string of very warm March days continues. Look for another hot one today with a high temperature up to about 90, which would break the record of 89 from 1910. There'll be a sun and cloud mix. The low tonight down to about 66. Tomorrow, high temperature near 90 again. The record high is 87. Partly sunny skies. Chance of maybe a shower Saturday night or first half of the day Sunday, but the chances are relatively small. Not as warm Sunday and Monday, high in the upper 70s. The pollen count continues in the very high range right on through the upcoming weekend at least. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The state of Alabama now has more than 500 confirmed coronavirus cases. The Alabama Department of Public Health says at least 4,000 people have been tested across the state. Governor Kay Ivey announced that Alabama Public Schools will finish the school year through distance learning. The State Department of Education is working on plans that may differ between school systems. This could include online learning and take-home packets. And a major concern with coronavirus testing in Alabama is access in rural areas. Macon County EMA Director Frank Lee says he is not aware of any public testing sites in Macon County. He says the lack of testing sites isn't just an issue in Macon County. He's heard of similar issues from other EMA directors across the state. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
It's the spring planting sale March 23rd through the 28th at Southern Homes and Gardens. We've postponed spring open house, but you don't have to wait to get great deals. Shop new arrivals, including annual color, Papa Joe's veggies and herbs, and more. Get our best prices of the year, like 20% off plant collections, including all azaleas, trees, houseplants, and hanging baskets. 50% off selected outdoor pottery, and up to 40% off outdoor living furniture. Get the plants you want at the prices you need. The spring planting sale, Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 8 to 6. At Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, and yes, we are open right now. We are open 7 days a week, there to help you out, or we're delivering to your homes. Just call us at 270-0074. We're doing repairs. We're there for gifting. We're cleaning your jewelry in a very safe way. We're doing appraisal services. We're buying gold. We're trading. We're doing anything that we need to do to help the community during the crisis. Stay safe and come visit us or say hi or just call us, 270-0074. Thanks.
Hi, this is Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet, inviting you to our Mohawk More Floor Sale. For a limited time, take advantage of our low prices on high-quality flooring, including carpet, hardwood, tile, and laminate. Plus, receive half off any pet pad and 12 months interest-free financing with approved credit. Call 285-8117 and schedule your free measurement today. Again, that's 285-8117 or look us up on Facebook. Save thousands during our More Floor Sale, going on now at Prattville Carpet.
At WinCreekCasino.com, you can play online for free to earn rewards. And we're here to help you use those rewards at any of our locations. Getting to our gaming floor can start on your sofa. Getting to our restaurants can start at your table. And getting to our hotel can start in your bedroom. Play online for free and find your winning moment at WinCreekCasino.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Alongside me this Friday morning, Eddie Bader.
In the house.
We're about to go to the governor here. She just started speaking. The mayor of Montgomery, Stephen Reed, just put out a tweet. Here, I'll just read it to you, folks. Increased COVID-19 cases in the city of Montgomery and throughout Alabama, combined with lack of accountability by enough people to stay at home, has forced my administration to reevaluate all options to keep our citizens safe and healthy. Stopping the spread continues to be my number one objective. And the governor just tweeted as she went on to speak. As of this morning, 538 people in Alabama have been diagnosed with COVID-19, and three Alabamians have passed. I thought I swore that.
I thought it was four. And that's what I'm trying to confirm now.
I can't stress to you enough that we must take this deadly virus seriously, writes the governor. I assure you I'm doing everything in my power and using every available resource to protect Alabama. COVID-19 is a global crisis. There's just no owner's manual on how to do this. This will be hard, but I'm more confident than ever we'll get through this together. Let's listen in to the governor in her own words speaking. I believe this is for the first time speaking publicly about this.
And this decision has not been made lightly. It's been made with a tremendous amount of concern and discussion. I cannot stress to our viewers enough, we must be serious about eliminating the spread of this virus. The public health orders are not suggestions. They have been put in place to save your life.
Now, that was actually yesterday. Okay. From the announcement that school will be canceled for the time being, that we're ending the school year. So we shall see.
Just so you know, the Montgomery Advertiser did report the fourth fatality related
to
the
coronavirus. Okay, I thought I read that correctly. We will see. I'm still waiting the governor here. I believe this is live.
Okay.
Al and Lydia, tell us how students will finish up this school year.
Oh, come on. Sorry, folks. One second here.
I think that other death was in Mobile County.
Okay. Places like nail salons.
This is live.
Day spas, barbershops, gyms, fitness centers, bowling alleys, and concert venues. Folks, this is incredibly disappointing news to deliver. But this is a matter of life and death. So if you can stay at home, you are safer at home. And if you choose to stay at home, this doesn't mean inviting your friends over. This means be isolated. Stay at home. I want the people of Alabama to know that the struggles of losing a job and trying to find a way to pay a mortgage on a home is not lost on me or my administration. Yesterday, Julie from Mobile called my office. She explained that she had worked every day of her life since she was 15 years old. Julie currently works in a family restaurant, which has been closed. Her husband worked in a hospital, and since we are currently asking medical providers to not perform elective surgeries and procedures, he has been sent home. She explained the burden she faced in her finances the next few months. She said, I don't want a handout, but I do need some help. Her story is just one of many that I know of, and I know a lot of people in our state are facing this same kind of burden. So to Julie and all the others in our state, I'm going to do everything in my power to help you and all of the people of our state get through this difficult time. You have my word. Now I'd like to ask Dr. Harris to come and speak to us for a few minutes. Dr. Harris.
Again, this is live. The governor giving it up to Dr. Scott Harris.
Thank you, Governor. Thank you very much. We appreciate you joining us today. I want to go over the items that we are going to include in a new statewide health order that's being issued today. The terms of this will become effective at 5 p.m. tomorrow, March 28th, and will extend through April 17th, which is a Friday at 5 p.m. We have several of the orders that are similar to those that were in our initial order last week, but I'll go through these and take a few minutes and try to cover these items with you. And I know we're going to have some questions to answer on these a little bit later. effective March 28th at 5 p.m., all non-work-related gatherings of 10 persons or more, or non-work-related gatherings of any size that cannot maintain a consistent six-foot distance between persons are prohibited. Employers shall take all reasonable steps to meet these standards for employees and customers. We had initially had a health order related to gatherings of 25 or more, consistent with what the president has said and with what we have gotten from CDC. We have changed that to 10 persons or more. Effective March 28th at 5 p.m., the following non-essential businesses, venues, and activities shall be closed to non-employees or shall not take place. We have four categories, including entertainment, athletic facilities, close contact services, and retail. And I'm going to list those for you now. Entertainment venues, including nightclubs, bowling alleys, arcades, concert venues, theaters, auditoriums, and performing arts centers, tourist attractions, including museums and planetariums, racetracks, indoor children's play areas, adult entertainment venues, casinos, bingo halls, venues operated by social clubs, athletic facilities and activities, including fitness centers and commercial gyms, spas and public or commercial swimming pools, yoga, bar or spin facilities, spectator sports, sports that involve interaction with another person of closer than 6 feet, activities that require use of shared sporting apparatus and equipment, activities on commercial or public playground equipment, close contact service providers, including barbershops, hair salons, waxing salons, threading salons, nail salons and spas, body art facilities and tattoo services, tanning salons, massage therapy establishments and massage services, retail stores, including furniture and home furnishing stores, clothing, shoe and clothing accessory stores, jewelry, luggage and leather goods stores, department stores, books, craft and music stores, and sporting goods stores. We've been asked specifically about gun stores. Gun stores are not included under retail. Individual gun stores are not included under retail for the purposes of this section. There are a number of businesses that are not on the list. Those that are not on the list are not required to be closed to non-employees, but employers should take all reasonable steps to meet those standards of social distancing and hygiene that we've mentioned before. Much of the rest of the order is similar to what has been previously announced. The beaches shall remain closed through the end of this health order, April 17th. The same status applies to senior citizen centers, to all schools, public and private, including elementary, secondary, post-secondary, technical, and specialty schools, and colleges and universities. Facilities providing daycare have health orders that are unchanged from our previous order last week. I certainly understand that this order temporarily affects the changes that have been made in Jefferson County. They had somewhat more stringent daycare orders, and they are certainly free to reinstate those at their discretion after we have conferred on this. Hospitals, nursing homes, and long-term care facilities will continue to prohibit visitation, except in certain situations. All dental, medical, and surgical procedures shall be postponed until further notice. We have a section in here on clarification of that. We've had a number of questions on what exactly is elective and not. We do not have an established list of what is elective and what is not elective, and we don't have blanket authorization given to any kind of facility. But we have added detail here so that that will be able to be determined in the clinical judgment of a provider who's performing these services. We continue to have the same health orders as they apply to restaurants, bars, breweries, and similar establishments, which will continue through April 17th. There are some possibilities of receiving exemptions from those that are similar to our previous health order. And for now, this order supersedes and preempts all the other orders through Mobile County and Jefferson County, although those counties are certainly free to add their own more stringent measures if deemed necessary with their health officers and their own local boards of health. These are the main issues or the main items contained in the health order today, and I'll turn it back over to Governor Ivey.
so we're going to take a few questions that reporters have sent over, and the first one is for the governor, and it is from Lydia Nussbaum with WSFA. She asks, how are you going to determine non-essential versus essential? What is the criteria to determine this?
That's a good question, and I'm sure it's one that a lot of people have. We're designating four categories of non-essential businesses, and each category further specifies subcategories of businesses that will be closed. So unlike other states, we have not tried to say what is essential. We're simply designating what is non-essential. If it's not on the list, it's not closed.
And Governor, also for you, as a follow-up to that, this is from Kim Chandler with the Associated Press. How did you decide which businesses to include in the order?
If the business involves the operators or customers being closely with each other and touching one another, they're highly likely to transmit the virus because they just have to touch you in some of these businesses. However, we've been working closely with Dr. Harris and his team and other medical experts, so let me invite Dr. Harris back up for any comments he'd like to make.
Thank you, Governor. It is in a way somewhat of a decision that creates, you know, winners and losers in a sense. We do have to make some difficult decisions about what we would consider to be essential and non-essential. Honestly, I'm not entirely comfortable with that term because all these businesses are things that are part of our everyday lives and part of the things we all need and participate in. And certainly the people who do those jobs every day are not people who are not essential. So that's a legal term that I wish we had a better phrase for. But we looked very carefully at what other states had done. We've looked closely and tried to decide in what type of environments a transmission of disease would be more likely to occur. And so, as I mentioned, in some point, it's always going to be seen a little bit as arbitrary, but based on the best information we have, we felt like this was the most comprehensive list that we could get to balance between keeping people working, but also making sure we protected everyone and kept them safe.
Governor, we've got another question for you. This is from Karen Goldsmith with Alabama Public Television. She asks, how many unemployment claims do you anticipate?
Well, first and foremost, these are certainly unprecedented times, and there's just no way that we can forecast at this time how many that will be. I know that the Department of Labor is working overtime and around the clock to process the many, many claims that are coming in. And the federal dollars that we anticipate, however, will alleviate the state's burden. But simply put, it's just too early to tell.
Governor, this is from Alan Collins with WBRC. What are the penalties for violation of these closures?
The penalties are punishable by a fine of up to $500 per violation, and we'll also rely on the guidance of Attorney General Steve Marshall. I just urge all Alabamans to heed the warnings. Every Alabamian can social distance. Every Alabamian can wash your hands for 20 seconds thoroughly. Every Alabamian can take responsibility for yourself and for members of your family.
And Governor, another question. This is from Caroline Beck with Alabama Daily News. What left is there to shut down after this? It seems that most retail stores and services will be shut down after this, except for grocery stores, pharmacies, and hospitals. So why not put a shelter-in-place order for the state?
Well, this is not a decision I came to lightly, but you have to consider other factors, such as the importance of keeping businesses and companies open and the economy going as much as possible. When a business closed down, it's very, very almost impossible to bring it back to life. So Alabamians, we can do our part. And I think if we all do our part through April 17th, we'll see a situation much improved.
Again, we're listening to Governor Ivy live.
Edison Star, he asks, any estimate of how many workers will be affected?
That's hard to tell, but we're going to do our best to protect everyone, But the intention is keeping the economy going and protect the well-being of all Alabamians, and we'll continue to do that.
Governor Ivey, this is from Brian Lyman with the Montgomery Advertiser. House Speaker Mac McCutcheon said yesterday he believed the legislature would consider an extension of unemployment benefits from the current 14 to 20 weeks to 26 weeks. Given the rise in unemployment claims that we are seeing, would you be in favor of this approach?
Well, certainly I'll be open to all options and look forward to those discussions, but at the same time, what's the law now is the law, but I do appreciate the legislature being aware of this possibility, and I look forward to working with them.
And Governor Ivey, a question from Rashad Hudson with CBS 42 and Nexstar Media. Do you have a response to the lieutenant governor's recently issued memo?
As a public official, our greatest responsibility is to be honest with one another and to the people of Alabama. I invited Lieutenant Governor Amesworth to be on my task force because he said he was willing to help and wanted to help. What is not helpful is raising challenges and criticisms and issues that we're already aware of, but offering no solution and showing no willingness to work with the task force, the team that's trying to fix it.
Dr. Harris, a question for you. This is from Kip Rayleigh with Fox 10. Are open air places like golf courses, state parks, etc., included in the closures?
The only ones included in the closures are the ones that we specifically listed. Open-air activities certainly are open as long as they can adhere to the other parts of the health order, including limits on the number of people gathering. So, for example, I certainly would expect a golf course would be open. There may be situations where 10 or more people would be gathered at a golf course in an environment, and that would be covered by the order. But as long as people can maintain appropriate social distancing and be aware of those numbers that are included, then those open-air venues would certainly be open.
Dr. Harris, this is from Andrew James with Alabama News Center. Have any of the confirmed cases put large groups of people at risk of exposure? Example, retail workers, food workers, first responders, grocery store employees, factory employees. If so, will the public be notified of those cases? What is the state's protocol for notifying people who may have been exposed?
Sure. So this is part of the normal epidemiology that public health does all the time. We have a number of diseases that in our state are reported to public health and that we investigate and that we will contact a person who has a certain type of infection and find out what their daily activities are and who is in their household and who's in their workplace and try to make sure that we reach contacts. And we continue to do this with COVID-19. There have been cases that have existed in workplaces. I know the media has reported a few of them already, and that's certainly not surprising given the number of cases that we're beginning to see now. And so in each one of those cases, our epidemiology staff is aware of that case and has spoken with that person and has reached out to contact to get in touch with those people who may have been considered contacts or may be at risk.
All right, and Dr. Harris, this is from Henry Thornton with Yellowhammer News. How, in effect, are the measures introduced today different from a shelter-in-place order?
I would say the intent of this is similar to maybe what a shelter in place is in that it's not coercive, it's not literally a shelter in place, but we're trying to emphasize the importance of people to stay home and stay away from crowds. We want people to take this seriously. We want people to stay home whenever possible. As Governor Ivey said, this is not a time to stay home with a big crowd of other people. This is a time to stay home and isolate yourself to every extent possible.
Dr. Harris, from Chip Brownlee with Alabama Political Reporter, how many people are currently hospitalized in the state? How many of those are in ICUs?
I'll give you the latest numbers I had from this morning. At the moment, we have somewhere just under 550 cases that have been confirmed so far. A little over 10% of those cases are hospitalized in the state, and of that number, half of those who are hospitalized are in ICUs, and about a third of those actually are on mechanical ventilation. So we will continue to get additional numbers as testing ramps up. We're certainly aware of additional hospitalized cases that are awaiting on testing and awaiting confirmation. I believe the percentage that are hospitalized is actually higher than that, as I mentioned on a call yesterday. So we will release that information just as soon as we get it, but certainly at least 10% are hospitalized.
And Dr. Harris, also from Chip Brownlee with Alabama Political Reporter, are you concerned that Alabama's case count is growing faster than larger states like Florida and Georgia?
Yes, I am. I think that part of it has to do with our rollout of testing, and we have sort of increased at an increasing rate how much testing capacity we have. So as we test more and more places, we do find larger numbers that show up quickly. At the same time, I think we believe there is disease transmission going on and that there are more people becoming infected.
Okay, I got to pause it there, folks. So you've heard this. This is breaking news. They've essentially shut down what they're calling non-essential businesses, though they don't like that. It's just a legal term. Not saying the people aren't essential, but the order, which will be effective tomorrow at 5 p.m., March 28th, go till April 17th. So that, what, 20 days?
20-something days. Yeah. And I think some manufacturing plants are doing the same thing. They've kind of suspended all production.
It covers entertainment venues, mm-hmm. athletic events, non-essential close contact service establishments, and non-essential retail stores. There's a list that makes that more exact. I'll look for it here on the governor's website in a moment. I'm reading from Montgomery Advertiser.
Now, with the open air part, did I understand that right? That
right.
They're if you saying can still open distance, air is fine yeah. as long as we can still distance from each other.
Right.
Okay.
And I do have questions about... You know, for instance, this part of the program is brought to you by New Look Decorating Center. And this order is not effective till tomorrow, so you can still stop by New Look Decorating. Call them at 271-0007. They're located at 6237 Atlanta Highway here in Montgomery, Alabama. Benjamin Moore authorized. And, you know, you might be sitting at home and thinking, hey, I could use a new coat of paint, pick up some paint real quick, and get the job done. They New Look Decorating Center, whether the owner Brian Carr or the manager Brett Lanham, both paint specialists in their own right, and help make that inspiration of yours to do something while you're staying around the house a reality. They can really get the job done for you. They really have been working for years with contractors here, local painters here, and homeowners. They build up great relationships, and because they're a local choice, you can, well, trust them to build a good relationship with you and trust them to keep your information and what you have on file. Again, that's New Look Decorating Center. Benjamin Moore authorized New Look Decorating Center, 6237 Atlanta Highway, 271-0007. That is their number. Thank you to New Look Decorating for being a sponsor of the program. And folks, we'll dig more into the details here. I'd like to hear your reaction if you're listening. 272-9228. More businesses closed for another 20 days. That includes things like gyms, of course, nightclubs, from athletic venues to nail salons, barbershops, anything, you know, tattoo parlors, anything that makes sense. It requires actually touching the person, massage right. parlors, these sorts of things.
The barbershop, or you're right over the top of them. Yeah,
right.
I can get that.
Right. But certain retail stores as well. So we'll find a more complete list here. This is just breaking. Again, 272-9228 if you're listening and like your reaction. More news and views after this quick break.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid-friendly. Strive to be weed-free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com. today.
At Pig Enterprises, your health and safety are top priority for us. We've not only heightened our cleaning and sanitizing procedures, both inside the office and inside our vehicles, but we are now able to work with you digitally, making the car buying process even more convenient. Plus, we will even deliver your vehicle right to your driveway, sanitized and ready to ride. Our team at Pig Enterprises has taken the necessary steps to ensure you and your family remain healthy, all while getting you that squeal of a deal you deserve. Shop our inventory of quality pre-owned vehicles online at your leisure. Apply for financing and work through the entire vehicle buying process via online, text, email, or phone. It's your vehicle buying experience. Make it what you want when you need it. Life may look a little different right now, but life doesn't stop. Check us out at PIGGENT.com for all of your vehicle buying needs, and we will see you when we deliver. That's PIGGENT.com. Come to Pig Enterprises and get a squeal of a deal.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com. Local jobs that work.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. This part of the program, once again, brought to you by Dan Black Studios. You want to get those old videotapes brought into the digital future, you need to call Dan Black at 279-6036, 279-6036. Dan Black can help you with those preservation, restoration projects, but he can also do website design, video editing.
Commercials.
Full video production for commercials or training videos or anything, really.
Training videos, that's a really good idea.
You can even convert those CDs of yours into a USB format to fit with your new car that doesn't have a CD player.
That's right.
But you'll still have your music there. Dan Black Studios, they do it all over there. When you're thinking video services, be thinking Dan Black. Their number, 279-6036, 279-6036. And as a News and Views listener, you still get 40% off for the month of March on all videotape transfers to digital format. So let's go to the phones. 272-9228 is the number to call us. We just got done listening to the governor and Dr. Scott Harris. There's a new order out effective tomorrow. Closing many businesses. It is now also illegal to gather for 10 people or more. Violations of $500 or more fine if you violate these things. So we shall see. And we'll get a more complete list of business closings. But this just broke, just announced at this press conference. Let's go to the phones and talk to Sam. Hey, Sam.
Hey, Joey. Listen, I want to thank you. The reason I listen to talk radio is I like to stay informed. And just that was a good piece to air. And like I said, I'm up to date. But I was listening to it, and I didn't hear about, will the police finally be cracking down on the panhandlers, you know, congregating on the bypass. And I thought that might be a concern for the citizens of Montgomery. But that's so bad. I had to throw that in there.
They might be essential employees for the city somehow.
Essential employees. No, that the only other thing, I heard they were closing the health club. And I was,
yeah,
you know,
gyms.
Yeah, gymnasium.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know if they were like 24-hour fitness that they were going to shut down.
Yeah, I mean, it would apply to them. It would. Yeah. It's going to apply to a lot of our sponsors, and we'll be in contact with them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Well, a year ago, I extended you an invitation to come down and help me fill sandbags. I'm working on the beaver ponds again.
Mm-hmm.
And it still stands. Club Farm is wide open. We're an exclusive club. You know, we're looking for strong backs and weak minds.
Oh, we got a guy for you.
I thought I'd call you up. And
there's a couple guys in the studio that would fit that role.
Oh, man, it's a beautiful day.
Beautiful day.
like I said, it's listening to y'all on the farm, and it's always something to do. But thanks for the information.
Appreciate it, Sam.
Good call, man.
Yeah, man.
272-9228. Bill, welcome to the program.
Hey, Joey. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
People are going to freak out when I say this. They ask these people who are sick who they've been around, and I don't think they're telling everybody, telling who they've all been around, and this is going to freak everybody out. But if they would post these people's names and let people see who is sick, you'd be amazed at who is actually saying, oh, I was around that person, or I was real close to that person. And I know that goes into privacy and all that, and I understand. But I don't think we're going to get a better look if we don't. And appreciate what you guys are doing, and I have a good one, and keep supporting you as much as I can.
Appreciate it, Bill. There is this weird thing going on right now, if you get it, and there's a stigma.
Yeah, there is.
There is. But this virus doesn't operate on any sort of principle of justice, folks. Even people who take precautions can get it, and some of the careless folks don't show any symptoms. So 272-9228, like to hear what you think of the governor's latest order and announcement here. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Good morning, fellas.
Hey, Randall.
Hey, man. First off, Sir Charles, Trump on. That's my first Trump on Sir Charles ever since me, so. That'll always forever be holding in my heart there, sir. And but just kind of skipping, but tagging on the herb and not going back where he said, what as local people do we do? Starting with, they say like the lady called about U Bar, and then, you know, they brothers, they own U Bar Entertainment. They right here in Montgomery. They only, you know, they signed that, you know, only a Montgomery artist, Key Styles, not a blues artist. And so they ain't open. They taking the funds that they, you know, gonna open doors with and buy food the way they need it. But I just, do we still, I mean, do we support them in buying the music? And then I'll just skip on, like, your people, like Ray at Carpet Place. Do, like, if he has something made in China, and then somebody calls and says, hey, I know you can't put it down now, but I want to go ahead and pay you for the labor, and Ray sells them the carpet from China for half price, and then, you know, all that stuff gets sold, and then he can bring in all American stuff. I mean, I'm just saying, that's something that we need to, you know.
Well, Randall, the first thing is there are so many different types of businesses and so many different small decisions that lead to larger decisions that it's going to have to be made on a business-to-business, person-to-person situation. Mm-hmm. It's not something we can all solve either from the radio station or from government, from anywhere. It's got to be, we have to just respond to these orders. And we've got to do it in our own way, and it'll be unique for each business, for each person. It's what makes it so difficult.
So the two tricks, like Ray, he has to go borrow the money to pay his employees, and then, he won't have to worry
about
it.
I think his business in particular actually be all right. But there are more restaurants, people operating on thin margins, so I worry about, and maybe some of these other small businesses they've now decided to close. They've closed, for instance, person-to-person contact businesses, so massage, nail, spa and salons, tattoo parlors, these sorts of places, or barbershops. These are all now closed, effective tomorrow.
Eddie, you being out and about, is any businesses, like, changing their model going to, like, even if this comes, like, if it happens again, it won't bother? Is anybody, like, you know, changing how they do business because of this?
Oh, yeah, or definitely. Definitely. Joey and I have been talking about that. I think now and in the future, this is really going to change a lot of people's business models. Think of all the people that are successfully working from home right now, and their businesses are paying rent for a building that really essentially nobody's in, but business still continues. To me, some of the things that I've seen, because I am still out and about, it's kind of still shocking when I see people wearing a mask. That's just not something we're used to in the U.S., And I've seen many nurses and doctors out in my travels, and they've been very cautious by admittedly saying, hey, I'm a nurse. Go ahead and give me some room. Don't get too close to me. I might be, I could give you what you don't want to get, that kind of thing. So everybody's being cautious. And I'm sure there's a lot of businesses that are going to be struggling to stay alive, man. Business is all about cash flow.
And that's why this this bill the Congress is about to pass is such a big deal.
It is.
All those loans that can keep these businesses going.
You got to keep
the
lights on. Even as
their doors are shuttered. But,
that's right.
Randall, I got a lot of calls coming in.
I have one more question for you. I know one more question for you. About y'all stuff, is there a way that they can borrow money to keep paying y'all for ads? That's the next question. Is there a way they can borrow money so y'all don't lose their ads and they keep...
I'm not sure what the answer is to that, Randall, but we will definitely be keeping our relationship with these folks and be in constant communication. We're all going to be flexible and work through this.
But sure.
I got to run. I appreciate it, Randall.
Take care, Randall.
272-9228. Again, folks, this new order is out that is closing effectively tomorrow at 5 p.m. Entertainment venues, athletic facilities, and activities, non-essential close contact service establishments, and non-essential retail stores. This is places where people interact and touch, including, like I just said, businesses like nail salons, day spas, barbershops, fitness centers, bowling alleys, concert venues, theaters, museums, indoor children play areas, casinos, hair salons, tanning salons, home furnishing stores, sporting goods companies, and more, including the order. I believe there are some, though, if you're not on this list, you're still allowed to be open.
Right.
For instance, I imagine this part of the program is brought to you by Jenkinstein Automotive. They will remain open.
Would be an essential.
You need them to be essential for automobile work, and they do a fantastic job there. And Mike Jenkins sent me a message the other day saying he really appreciates the community sticking by them. They are fully staffed, ready to go, taking all COVID-compliant precautions.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
People do need their vehicle serviced. You can call them today at 265-0792, 265-0792, make an appointment. Visit JenkinsTireAndAuto.com, whether it's a standard oil change or there is something crucial on your vehicle, say like the AC or need a battery replacement or transmission repair, a muffler repair, or even something as simple as your windshield wiper blades replaced. Jenkins Tire and Automotive does it all. All their technicians are ASC certified.
Mm-hmm.
They service all makes and models of any vehicle, car, truck, SUV, even outdoor vehicles.
Outdoor vehicles, that's right.
They do it all there at Jenkins Tire and Automotive. They are essential business. They need somebody who's able to work on those vehicles. And Mike Jenkins, the whole team there, is very appreciative of everybody in the community, and he put out a general message that small businesses are the ones that support the community and give back, well as providing the services and goods they do. So, folks, we'll get through this, but thank you again to Jenkins Tire and Automotive being a great sponsor of the show. Uncharted waters, folks, and a very fluid situation. We'll keep bringing you more information, more news and views after this quick break.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm Wally Dempsey. I own Carter's World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, supporting local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our string of very warm March days continues. Look for another hot one today with a high temperature up to about 90, which would break the record of 89 from 1910. There'll be a sun and cloud mix. The low tonight down to about 66. Tomorrow, high temperature near 90 again. The record high is 87. Partly sunny skies. Chance of maybe a shower Saturday night or first half of the day Sunday, but the chances are relatively small. Not as warm Sunday and Monday, high in the upper 70s. The pollen count continues in the very high range right on through the upcoming weekend at least. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Just digesting the latest news here. 272-9228. Your comment or questions about this latest order from the governor. Right now, we have a list here from Alabama News Network. And it's subject to change here. But all of Alabama, all K through 12 public schools, continue to be closed. With all spring sports canceled, starting April 6th, schools will offer alternative teaching methods, which will vary by school system. State school superintendent Dr. Eric Mackey is hopeful that proms and graduations can be held sometime after June the 5th. All of Alabama, all gatherings of 25 people or more are prohibited. They've now updated that to 10 people or more. 10 people or more. Any gathering of any size that can't maintain a six-foot distance between people is prohibited. We'll get more into this, but these are all non-essential business has been shut down. So yep. We will bring you the latest and more of a complete list as that comes out. Let's go to the phones, 272-9228. Andrew, welcome to the program.
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
Good.
How
you doing? All right, personally.
Good. I wanted to run this by y'all. I'm a service technician with a local HVAC company, and we're still running business as usual. What do y'all think about, us going into people's houses and coming in contact with all the surfaces? Of course, we wear gloves and sanitize all the time, but maintaining that distance is not always, can't really always do it.
Right. I know you know your business better than I do, but it would be, I would consider it essential because, in the middle of something like this, if somebody's AC goes out, if somebody's plumbing has a problem, I mean, there are certain things that do need to be fixed no matter what's going on. It just is a matter of the business, each business in the field taking those precautions, sanitizing, trying to keep that distance. I mean, we're not going to be perfect. It's just making that effort.
Yeah, and I think it's important to continue to do what you're doing because you are providing essential service, and you're taking the precautions. You're taking probably more precautions than most people are. But if we all just, what I'm worried about is we're all going to get too freaked out and run into our corner of our homes and watch the world crash around us, and I just don't think that's the right attitude to take.
Same here. Some of us kind of hard-headed, and we just keep going at it. And,
I'm right there with you.
Hope for the best.
That's right. It's all we plan for the worst and hope for the best. So, that's all we can ever do.
That's right. Well, I just wanted to run it by y'all. I'm a first-time caller on your show.
Oh, thank you for calling in, Andrew. I appreciate that, man.
You're welcome. And I hope you guys have a good day and keep up the good work. Love listening to your show.
Hey, thank you, Andrew.
Appreciate it. 272-9228. I've got a more complete list here.
Okay.
They've ordered several types of non-essential businesses, this is straight from the governor, will be closed until April 17th. April 17th.
Whew. Now, Joey, before you read that list, I want you to imagine you're a business owner. Okay?
Yeah.
You're a business owner. Let's say you're a cell phone store.
Right.
And you are Joey's cell phone store. You're not corporate. You're not nothing. You're Joey's cell phone store. And the governor tells you to shut your door.
Well, I'm sure you can hear the tone in my voice ever since we've been listening to this press conference, and I wouldn't be happy. I would be looking to, hey, when are these loans coming?
Right.
And the government's making me shut down.
Right.
How are you going to make me whole is my first reaction.
My next thing is, okay, let's say you shut the door today. Well, that doesn't stop the bills.
Right. And let me be clear. As the governor herself said, government can choke business, and we have to be careful. She understands. She did not make this decision lightly, I don't believe.
No doubt. It's just, those are words. Action is, hey, I'm having a meeting with my employees today, and I'm going to have to tell them, because of the governor, we've got to shut the door.
Well, now everybody's looking at Congress.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the full list, folks. Again, 272-9228 if you have a comment or question. The first category, there are four broad categories. The first category is entertainment venues. So that means nightclubs, bowling alleys, arcades, concert venues, theaters, auditoriums, and performing arts centers, tourist attractions, racetracks, indoor children's play areas, adult entertainment venues. What does that mean?
I got a text about that.
I thought we didn't have any of those right
now. You go north of Montgomery.
Oh, okay. Racetracks, adult indoor children's play areas, adult entertainment venues, casinos, bingo halls, and venues operated by social clubs. That's the first category. The second is athletic facilities and activities, fitness centers and commercial gyms, spas and public or commercial swimming pools, yoga, bar and spin facilities, spectator sports, sports that involve interaction with another person closer than 6 feet, activities that require use of shared sporting apparatus and equipment, activities on commercial or public playground equipment. And that's the second category. The third, non-essential close contact service establishments. These do make sense. Barbershops, hair salons, waxing salons, threading salons. We're going to have a lot of hairy people out there. Yeah, nail salons and spas, body art facilities and tattoo services, tanning salons, and massage therapy establishments, massage services.
Well, people are going to be getting ugly.
The last is the most interesting to me. Non-essential retail stores.
Okay.
Which include furniture and home furnishing stores. Mm-hmm. Clothing, shoe, and clothing accessory stores, jewelry, luggage, and leather goods stores, department stores, sporting goods stores, book, craft, and music stores. Well, what music stores still exist? Well, those are all closed till April the 17th.
Let me put a big name out there. What about Target? Target has retail as well as grocery.
Right. That's going to be a fine line. They did allow for some wiggle room here. Mm-hmm. Obviously, grocery stores will still be open.
Right.
If you're not on this list, and this list here I'm finding on WSFA.com, you can look at it yourself. If your business does not fall under this list, and I'm sure there will be more guidance from the state government, you can remain open as long as you're not having 10 or more people and you can keep that 6-foot social distancing. And this is the force of law behind these orders, subject to fines. Man. What interesting times. Got to hit a quick break. Last break. Come back to these callers here. 272-9228 if you have a comment, question, reaction to this latest order from the state of Alabama and the governor.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle. And happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think local. Think Garden.
Uncertainty, fear, anxiety, panic, isolation, loneliness. These words describe this most unique time in history. But I want to affirm to you today that these words do not have to describe you or me. My name is Al Crosby, President of Crosby Electric, and I want to offer you words of hope and peace today from God's Word. Psalm 94 states, "When I cried, my foot is slipping. Your unfailing love, O Lord, supported me. When anxiety was great within me, your comfort gave me renewed hope and optimism." So why don't we decide to live lives of confidence, peace, hope, power, and joy from this day forward? Not because we know the future, but because we trust who holds the future. So please join me in exercising caution while we love and care for each other through this challenging time. I truly believe our best days are ahead. God bless you and be safe.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. You can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. You can try a full 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. Call 1-800-424-7115. 1-800-424-7115. 1-800-424-7115.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. Closing moments here of News and Views from 9 till noon. We've had some patient folks on the phone, so let's go right to them. 272-9228. Clint Jr., welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, I'm all right. How are you?
I'm a tow truck driver, and I know our business is essential, but what about the car dealerships, which provides a lot of our business?
Car dealerships. I did not see that in the list here.
Okay, so that should be good.
Should be.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, sir. 272-9228. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good. How you doing, Mike?
Oh, pretty good. My question is, with all the precautions, you know, that's been taken against the coronavirus and everything, is there any stats out there that show have we dropped the number of regular flu cases?
I have not seen them myself. I think we were actually a little up on the flu this year.
Thought, yeah.
Oh, that seems a little odd. I would think with all the precautions, you know, flu cases would be dropping.
Yeah, but I think the flu early this year.
Yeah,
too.
The flu usually peters out by, early March. So we already had flu cases in, January, February, and it was higher than usual for the year, or just a higher year for that.
Okay, well, that's all I had to say. Y'all have a good one, and keep up the good work.
Hey, thank you, Mike.
News and Views, you're on the air. Who's this?
Lynn.
Hey, Lynn.
I was just calling. What about the mom-and-pop hardware stores that have one or two employees and the flower shops that just have one or two employees and deliver with no contact?
You might fall. I'm looking at the list here. There are four categories, which is entertainment venue, athletic facility wouldn't apply there, close contact wouldn't apply there. The one you want to look at is non-essential retail stores. And I'd be looking at more guidance from the government. But what they have listed here is furniture, home furnishing, clothing, shoe, clothing accessory, jewelry, luggage, leather goods, department stores, sporting goods stores, book, craft, and music stores. Doesn't sound like there's a hardware store in there for me.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
Bye-bye.
But that would be essential, too. Let's say I get a plumbing leak all of a sudden.
It is. Yeah. There are certain ones. If it's not on the list, you can remain open. Mm-hmm. And this closing is only to... Well,